Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Imagine being in the crowd. That was the whole point of our procession earlier, to have palm branches in our hands to catch the experience of what it was like to be there on that day Jesus entered, and we placed the palm branches and sang the song, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Imagine that you were there. How big of a crowd was it? You know, still to this day, Jewish people will say at their Passover meal, this year we're here, next year we'll be in Jerusalem. It is a lifelong dream to be in Jerusalem or one of the villages around Jerusalem. How big of a crowd was it? What kind of experience was it? Think about this. Back in 1950, there was a census made on how many lambs were slain around Jerusalem and the villages also that are around it. They found that 257,000 lambs were slain. In Jewish teaching, for each lamb, there needs to be at least 10 people at the meal. Well, do the math. I can do that math. That's 2.5 million people in the 1950s. Now, that's a big crowd in Jerusalem and the cities right around. Now, that's a big number, and certainly it wasn't that kind of number back in the day when Jesus entered Jerusalem, but it was a big crowd. What do you think it was like? But just because you're in the crowd doesn't mean you get the significance of what is happening and the significance of what the person is doing. That's not the goal, is to be in the crowd. Case in point, I love going to basketball games and being a part of large crowds, rowdy crowds. But what I've noticed in going to basketball games, I've seen a lot of critical games in the history of NCAA basketball. You know what I notice? Not everyone is there to watch the game. Some people are there to watch the halftime entertainment. It bugs me. Some people are there to eat the food. Some people are there and they don't even want to be there. Their boyfriend has dragged them into the game. Then there are some people like me that take in every dribble, every pass, every gesture, every shift by the coach, and I eat it up. I'm in the game. It's not enough to be in the crowd. We don't want to just be in the crowd this morning for Palm Sunday. We want to understand the significance and what is happening. Now, there were people in the crowd. Our gospel text relates this as well. I'm going to categorize four kinds of people in the crowd on Palm Sunday heading into Jerusalem. Number one, there were spectators. John's gospel relates that just a few moments before the triumphal entry, Jesus was in a small town called Bethany, and our choir sang it too, by the way. And in Bethany, Jesus, the most miraculous feat to ever happen on earth, besides his own resurrection, he raised a dead man alive, Lazarus. That happened just a few days before the triumphal entry. People were talking about it. In that crowd, there were people that were there for that moment, and rumors had spread. People had heard about this. By coming and lining up on the streets and checking things out, maybe they might get another miracle out of Jesus. They were spectators. But if you know anything about spectators, spectators come for the show. And when the show ends, it doesn't last and they move on. If Jesus met expectations and they were pleased, they'd move on. They'd go to the next entertainment, the next thing showing up. And if he didn't meet expectations, they move on to something even more glorious. Because guess what? At the end of that week, their shouts changed from Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It shifted to what? Crucify him. Now I'm looking out. I see a crowd here. We got a big crowd here at Peace Lutheran Church today. Awesome. I don't see any spectators. You're in it to win it. And I love that. Second group in the crowd heading into Jerusalem. These were the people who were looking for a conqueror. In the gospel accounts, the people shouted out this phrase, Hosanna. That means save us, by the way, in Hebrew. Save us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, is what they said. This came from Psalm 118. I'd encourage you to read this. But did you know that 200 years before Jesus came, a large crowd also said those exact same words? A man named Simon Maccabeus showed great courage and bravery, and he kicked the Syrians out of Jerusalem. And when he was coming in, he had his own triumphal entry. Guess what? People showed up with palm branches and waved it at Simon Maccabeus and said, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They were looking for a conqueror. Undoubtedly, when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, a large part of the crowd was looking for a conqueror, someone not to kick out the Syrians, but to kick out the Romans. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever you have someone in a crowd that's looking for a conqueror, like we're looking for our NCAA team to win, right? To be conquerors. And when they don't live up to expectations, it turns to anger and resentment. Anyone angry at Dana Altman this morning? No, don't be angry at Dana Altman. He's a great coach.